DeSantis team trolls virtue signaling Democrats after shipping migrants to Martha's Vineyard. By Hannah Blow on September 16, 2022. Christina Pusha, the rapid response director for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's re-election campaign, has gone on offense in recent days following the administration shipping migrants to Martha's Vineyard, highlighting the hypocrisy of those on the left, who claim to be so compassionate and open, until the issues come to their own backyard. The DeSantis administration made waves this week after sending dozens of undocumented migrants to the upscale island, causing a stir among leftist elites who support sanctuary policies, although evidently only as long as those policies do not hit close to home. Pusha, a spokeswoman for the DeSantis campaign, is among those who has made it a mission, over the last 2 days, to put on display the stunning hypocrisy of the left. Massachusetts State Representative Dylan Fernandez, D, for example, boasted this week that his island jumped into action to take care of the migrants, prompting Pusha to quip, "Great, then you won't mind taking in a few thousand more." Democrats, without even trying, proved her right, as the Martha's Vineyard elites could not even make it 2 full days with the migrants on their island, before deciding to transport the migrants away from the area, reportedly to base Cape Cod. This stands as a great irony, given the fact that several Democrats have been quick to state how inhumane and disgusting it is to relocate migrants. Yet, they are doing exactly that. Pusha has repeatedly urged Democrats to walk the walk, noting that most of the multi-million-dollar mansions on the island are empty, serving as vacation homes. They can be used to house thousands of illegal migrants, she said, sharing a clip of a Martha's Vineyard Democrat who said they don't have housing for 50 immigrants. Don't the Obamas have a 10-bedroom mansion there? Pusha asked. That will fit half of them. Amazing, huh? Can't tell you how many Democrats have been blowing up my phone today, seething about this and insisting that it's a mistake, Pusha said on Thursday, continuing to showcase leftist hypocrisy. I am telling them not to worry, there are plenty of illegal migrants to go around if they want a house and feed some too. Hashtag equity, she added. She also noted that several of the leftist Florida lawmakers complaining about the DeSantis administration's move actually voted for the Freedom First budget, which specifically creates a $12 million program within the Florida Department of Transportation to facilitate the transport of unauthorized aliens out of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis on Thursday also suggested the reaction shows that Democrats do not actually support sanctuary policies, observing that they suddenly go berserk and they're so upset that this is happening. And it just shows you know, their virtue signaling is a fraud, okay? He said, triggering applause. They are supporting policies that are just frankly indefensible. It is not defensible for a superpower to not have any control over the territory of its country, over the borders of its country, the governor added.